ship, come one, come all, for open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills, Almighty God has made. Each mountain shouts, each valley thrills to sing the Savior's praise. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Oh Lord, I put my trust in you. Never be ashamed. Be ashamed. Your mighty arm has rescued me, and I will praise your name. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a youth Bible study at the Tomlinson home, 7 o'clock this coming Friday. Today is Fellowship Luncheon Sunday, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship directly following this service. Also, the children will present a musical presentation at about 1:05 this afternoon. So after lunch, everyone's invited to hear that, and it will be about a 10-minute presentation. Today is the service at Pacific Hills Manor is scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon, as usual. And as is customary on the last Sunday of the month, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled. The ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And at the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from Galatians. Teaching from the topic Marriage Works. And that topic for this Wednesday will be negative thinking in marriage. Please refer to your insert in your bulletin for other activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today printed in your bulletin is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Well, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Oh,
Let's continue our worship with hymn number 161, The Comforter Has Come. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 163, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Please remain standing for prayer. O God, who makes all things new, speak to us as whole people today. May your truth touch not just our intellect, but also our deeper yearnings of our heart and our soul. We bring with us our daily concern, as well as our more eternal questions in our mind. May your creation in us shed light upon everyday walk and need. Holy God, may your presence known to us today, here in the auditorium, and there in the large audience of the airwaves. We come to you as we are, called to be saints, holy ones, but so often less than our calling. Help us this hour to let go of those things to which we cling. Help us to know that our self-worth does not depend so much on our ability to hold on to our lives as on your power to release ourselves into your hands. O Heavenly Father, make your presence known to each one of us today at this hour. We come to you with our vision so often clouded by our sin. Clear away the mess through Jesus, that we can catch a glimpse now of your presence and our life here. Help us to behold you as you are, not as we would like you to be. Help us who have received so freely from you to give as freely in your turn, and so have the pleasure of giving as well as the happiness of receiving. And so, Father, we pray that you bless the offering and you bless the giver. And him through whom we become holy, on the wings of the Spirit, we pray to you, our Heavenly Father. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1272. We will be reading Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Blessed be the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the gift of faith that has enabled us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to believe all that is written in the Scriptures, even as Abraham believed you, and it was counted to him for righteousness. We thank you for our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the assurance of our inheritance through the indwelling Holy Spirit. You have nothing, left nothing to the so-called chance, Father, and we thank you for such a great salvation. Strengthen us so that we would always respond in keeping the commands of our Savior. We pray for your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, that you would bless him as he delivers the wisdom and knowledge from your word. Bless us with understanding and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that we may live our lives in accordance with that word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.